a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your daily resource for critical breaking news, weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. We are KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good evening. It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. It's blue sky, scattered clouds, 94 degrees, KSL's top story.
The Democratic vice presidential nominee.
Joe Biden has chosen his running mate in the 2020 presidential race. Senator Kamala Harris, she's 55 years old, was first elected to the Senate in 2016. She's a historic choice, the first Black American woman and the first of Indian descent to be named to a major party ticket. Harris was a harsh critic of Joe Biden when they were presidential race rivals. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Senator Harris took on Joe Biden's record during the Democratic debates last June.
Vice President Biden, do you agree today that you were wrong to oppose busing in America? Then,
no.
Do you agree?
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education.
Biden campaign surrogate in Utah, Scott Howell, says picking someone Biden has sparred with.
He knows what kind of talent you have to have. At any moment, the vice president could become the president.
Today, Biden moving past any residual tension, saying he's proud to have Harris join him in the campaign. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Senator Harris will be in Utah for the vice presidential debate in October. The host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson, says Kamala Harris was a safe choice for the Biden campaign.
She checked a lot of the boxes there from a very safe, poll-tested, consultant-certified kind of approach, vetting approach for the Democrats there. California, woman of color, senator, which Joe Biden values very highly, national profile. All of those things add up to a pretty easy, pretty predictable pick for Joe Biden.
Before the announcement, the latest poll out of Monmouth University earlier today showed Joe Biden with a 10-point lead with only 4% of voters undecided, for what it's worth. And what the president makes of the nomination now. Here's Maria Chaleos live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the president criticizing Biden's running mate during his daily White House briefing.
She is a person that's told many, many stories that weren't true. She's very big into raising taxes. She wants to slash funds for our military at a level that nobody can even believe.
The president says he's surprised Biden selected someone who treated him so disrespectfully during the primaries. Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders says Kamala Harris understands what it takes to stand up for working people, fight for health care, and take down the most corrupt administration in history. The Pac-12 joining the Big Ten and other conferences in postponing fall football. University of Oregon President Michael Shill says it's become clear that they can't play ball.
There's just too many questions. There's too much uncertainty right now that we would feel comfortable beginning contact sport.
Pac-12 says there will be no football in 2020, but they will reassess after the first of the year. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:03.
The coronavirus, the Utah response.
The organizers of an underground dance party in Provo will not face any fines. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce says a video of last week's event showing hundreds of young people dancing close together set off a firestorm online.
But the Utah County Health Department says technically they were not doing anything illegal. The party was attended by fewer than 1,000 people, and the county does not have a mask mandate. However, they're concerned because if someone does get sick, it'll be real hard to do contact tracing.
Health officials are reminding people, if you do go out in big crowds, wear a mask and use hand sanitizer to protect yourself. Now, today's COVID-19 numbers for Utah. Here's Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, four more Utahns have died from COVID-19. The Utah Department of Health also reporting 362 new cases this afternoon. There are 189 people hospitalized, and the state's rolling seven-day average positivity rate now stands at just under 9%. There are still empty office buildings downtown as people are working remotely. But KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports it could see a rebound after the pandemic is over.
Reports are that some employers won't bring their workers back to the building for many more months to come. The Downtown Alliance says just under a quarter of office workers were in their offices last week. But building continues and interest continues in Salt Lake City, especially from out-of-staters who may be drawn to Utah's economy.
Employers say they feel like their workers are still being productive at home while staying safe. South Salt Lake police believe one man is behind at least three different sexual assault cases, and they believe there are more victims out there. They're asking those victims to come forward as they continue to search for the alleged attacker. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
The first attack happened in 2016, the second roughly a year later, and the third happened earlier this year. In all three cases, the suspect reportedly used a different car, so it appeared that they were not connected. But investigators say the suspect description and the MO in each case was the same, so they believe they were done by the same man. In each case, the suspect reportedly offered the victims a ride, but then would take them behind a building where he assaulted them.
The attacker is described as being a Hispanic man in his 30s. KSL News Time is 6:05.
Quick check on traffic. Ricky Meese, still emergency?
Emergency traffic continues due to a crash on southbound I-15, 4500 South Murray. It's still blocking a right lane of traffic and still causing solid slowdowns to 2100 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, thanks a lot, Ricky. Coming up, what's the deal? They're saying that soda pop is the new toilet paper? An in-depth look is coming your way in two short minutes. Stay with us. My Minute is coming up next.
Is it loving in your eyes all the way?
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.